Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
The best of the biggest U.S. airports in America. Number one, DIA. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. No, that's not true. I just saw a report that my friend posted that San Diego had the number one airport.
No. You're reading a different survey that is actually stated different. San Diego is not considered one of the giant airports. This is a list of the biggest airports in America.
Gotcha.
And who's the best of the biggest, like LA,
right.
New York,
yep.
Chicago.
I understand.
And DIA makes it because so many people go through there.
Number one is
number one.
Well, you know,
try to take this moment away.
Well, I just read it. You know, it's like every day there's a different survey of what city is what. But you know why? It's because of that goat yoga on concourse, whatever. I tried to get in on that.
So, here?
So whoever the marketing team is at DIA, they're brilliant.
Goat yoga?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah,
I thought it was a big fat joke.
No,
though.
It was real. They had goat yoga. If you were delayed,
really?
Yeah, you went to whatever concourse it was. And I texted them because I was delayed and they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Goat yoga is already closed for today. But you go in there and goats stand on you. Super awesome.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
On the web.
They brought it into DIA. They also bring in different dogs to calm you, not the dogs that smell drugs, but they'll bring in dogs like little Benny's here, and you can come and pet him on Concourse 4.
Like emotional support dogs, only they're there for
delays.
Anxiety out.
Yeah.
Really?
They do a really great job.
How do they know a goat's not going to poop on you?
I don't think they know that. I don't think that there is, I don't know. I don't know if they, these are questions I cannot answer.
I'm just saying, if one's standing on you, you know.
Yeah. I would worry about the poop.
I wouldn't want him facing the wrong direction and then boom.
Or what if he pees?
Yeah.
That's even nastier. The poop, I think, rolls off.
I don't see the goat yoga being a big deal. I really don't.
My girlfriend just did it and she loved it.
She did?
She said their little hooves, they go right into your, what are these muscles? I don't know. And the scapula?
Well, they're the ones, shoulder,
and
whatever.
Is that my scapula? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But she says it goes, the little hoof goes right in there and it's like a massage while you're doing a downward dog.
Get out of here.
With a goat on you.
I wonder who discovered that.
I don't know.
I mean, who came up with the idea that a goat had the perfect hoof to make this so relaxing?
To get it, I don't know.
I mean,
who
think of all the other animals you could have easily used. I mean, you could have used a horse or something. But a goat?
Yeah, it just gets right in there, I guess. I don't know. I just recently saw cow therapy. Did you?
Cow therapy?
Yeah, so I guess you go out to this pasture and you pet a cow and then all of a sudden you're zen.
Really?
Yep. Just go out there and pet a cow.
Cows are pretty amazing. And they taste good. But they're pretty amazing. They really are. I can see where that would be comforting, actually. You know?
I had
the biggest, giantest hamburger.
Giantest?
The giantest hamburger last night. That thing was the size of Sean's head.
Oh,
ooh,
did you
that's
finally
a big burger.
Did you do it? Okay, so here's what happened yesterday.
Yeah,
we were talking about when your significant other, when they're out of the house and how happy all these marrieds are, right?
Yeah.
The marrieds are crazy people. They want to be married, but yet they don't like to be married because my girlfriend is married and she says when her husband goes out of town, she does a gigantic naked starfish right in the middle of the bed.
Right.
And she's so happy that he's not
really,
in there.
And you really cherish that time that you're just by yourself.
Yes.
Okay? And you don't want to stay that way because I was missing them last night.
Right.
But you do enjoy it.
And so she does a giant starfish. BJ's like off the air. Oh my God, Jamie, I can't wait. I am going to make a 1 pound cheeseburger.
Yeah, last night. Because Lisa doesn't like a cheeseburger for dinner.
Right, okay.
So I never get to make them. Mm. So last night I made a cheeseburger. It was as
you
big as a...
You were supposed to Facebook it. You told us you would.
Yeah.
I was hungry. I didn't even think about
it.
I should have.
You said during the show you're going to post it.
Today, guess what? They're still out of town, by the way. Today, Sloppy Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Sloppy Joe.
So you must have bought a lot of hamburgers.
Yeah, I bought like 10 pounds.
Well, oh, man.
Yeah. You're showing her who's boss. I'm going to do hamburger every way I can.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.